This is Dakota Datebook for June 6th. One of the largest manhunts in North Dakota history was in 1949 for three men who fled Minnesota after killing a policeman after a burglary and abducting a Mandan patrolman during their flight. Mandan police officer Ralph Senn had pulled the fugitives over on Highway 10 and asked to see their driver's licenses. The men pulled out guns, abandoned their 1935 Oldsmobile convertible, and forced Senn into his squad car. Then they headed south on Route 6. The fugitives crisscrossed South Dakota backroads, making their way to Nebraska. They only traveled at night, with Senn driving at gunpoint. Before being abducted, Senn had radioed for help, but when a strange voice came on to say everything was okay, that heightened the concern. When officers arrived, they found the original getaway car, but the officer and the patrol car were gone. The abduction resulted in nearly 22 hours of searching by law enforcement officers and volunteers. The city of Mandan offered a $1,000 reward for the arrest of Senn's abductors. At 2 a.m. on this date in 1949, with police on their trail, the fugitives released Senn unharmed near Laurel, Nebraska. They abandoned the patrol car in nearby Randolph, Nebraska. Senn walked into Laurel and called the Mandan police chief. The fugitives went on to steal several cars and abduct other hostages on their 1,200-mile, four-day flight through five states. They were eventually captured after one of them surrendered, and the other two encountered a washed-out bridge and plunged into a creek. One of them walked to a nearby farmhouse and asked for help. The owner was the local sheriff's brother. The two fugitives were soon in custody. Meanwhile, the Mandan police chief retrieved Senn's patrol car and drove it back from Nebraska. Senn went to Minneapolis, where he spent a night at the home of a detective whose wife pressed his clothes for him. He attended the funeral of murdered Richfield, Minnesota policeman Fred Babcock Jr. When he flew home, landing in Bismarck, Senn's family, as well as reporters, photographers, and well-wishers, were there to greet him. Senn said he felt fine and was glad to be back. He called his abductors pretty low and sleazy, but also trusting of him. The three criminals received lengthy prison sentences. Today's Dakota Datebook is written by Jack Dura. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.